Governor Jay Inslee's office drafted an exemption form intended to disqualify as many staff as possible from avoiding his COVID vaccine mandate. As it's written right now, if a staff member took an antacid from a doctor, it would disqualify them from the religious exemption. According to this email that was sent internally by his general counsel, Catherine Leathers, it says exemptions, medical for sure, and religious if we have to. If yes, as narrow as possible. Joining me to react is our friend, former Attorney General of Washington State, Rob McKenna. When you saw this email and some of the deliberations, what went through your head?
Well, I had the same reaction you did, Jason, which is that this office doesn't want people to be able to claim the religious exemption if they can avoid it. And they're trying to really limit it in a way which I think is problematic under the First Amendment. So we'll have to see if this effort succeeds or it's challenged in court.
Now, unfortunately, the only way it's going to really get challenged in court is if it does succeed in limiting people's ability to get the religious exemption, correct? I mean, this is not the kind of case that would immediately, a judge is going to get involved in.
Well, you know, this is the kind of claim that could result in a temporary restraining order against this particular language in the form the governor's office has ginned up. So, you know, because, you know, you're facing a choice between violating your religious beliefs by being vaccinated, if those are your beliefs, on the one hand, and being fired on the other. So it really would cry out for injunctive relief while the court sorts through the constitutional issues.
What are some of the constitutional issues that you see? You know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, of a religious exemption like this cannot treat different religions in different ways. And so the way that it's written, if you're automatically disqualified or end up getting disqualified because you took medicine as an adult provided by a healthcare provider, which is one of the most absurd positions I've ever seen as it relates to what would disqualify you from religious convictions, but that would be okay for a Christian Scientist. But if you're Jewish or Muslim or Mormon, obviously that would not really work for you. That wouldn't apply to you.
Yeah, I don't know that the governor's office has the right to inquire into the basis for someone's religious beliefs and their claim of a religious exemption. So, you know, I agree with you that you can't discriminate between religions, but in addition to that, I don't think you can narrow down the exemption in the way they're trying to narrow it by essentially telling you if you've ever accepted medicine, you can't legitimately claim to have a religious objection to vaccine. The fact is, someone could have a religious objection to a particular medication or type of medication,
yeah,
even while accepting other kinds of health care. I mean, I doubt there's a lot of case law on this, but, you know, remember there have been people who have had their right to use peyote upheld,
mm-hmm,
as a religious, a religious article. So I think that the governor's office is begging for trouble here in their, pretty transparent attempt to limit people's ability to exercise their religious beliefs.
And I guess what I was most shocked at is how transparent this is. It feels like they're not even trying to hide it. Now, I imagine that Catherine Leathers, the general counsel for the governor's office, would have assumed that if I put in a PDR request to get this email, that it would likely be completely, covered up. They wouldn't actually be able to deliver it because of, obviously the email was leaked. And so we have the email. I'm not the only one who's reporting on this. Brandy Cruz over at Q13 also has this email. So it seems pretty transparent, which makes you wonder what's going through their minds if they think they can get away with this.
Yeah, I don't know what's going through their minds, but I think that email string will find its way into a complaint that's filed in court when someone decides that their religious freedoms are being infringed by the approach that the governor's office is taking.
Is there, from your perspective, is there any ethical concerns from the bar standpoint as far as the content of that email? First of all, for her to wonder if we have to offer religious accommodation is absurd. I have no clue how she doesn't think you would have to offer that. But to say we're going to make it as narrow as possible, that's how anyone thought that was appropriate, just from an ethical position, is bizarre to me.
I don't understand it either. I don't know that it's any kind of ethical violation, but it does raise questions about judgment. And I just don't understand why someone would try to narrow a constitutional right in a way that doesn't seem to have any basis in law.
Yeah, we'll see how this ends up going. It's right. One of those things where I think they're doing it because they think they can get away with it, and if they can't get away with it, mm-hmm. maybe by the time a judge weighs in, it's too late. We'll end up right. finding out. I've got the whole email part or the relevant part of the email up at our website at ktth.com. Ron McKenna is the former Attorney General for the state of Washington. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
Now this.